So good evening, my fellow Earthling. This is the Candid Show, brought to you by host Sri Ramana Krishna. With me as my co-host today. So once again, we are back today with another very, very different topics. One of the most thoughtful topics, or rather, a topic which requires a lot of thinking about, because obviously, this is something which I think all of us would have believed at some point. Because I think if you would have watched some sort of hero movies, or even if you are a fan of English movies in particular, you would have heard of this concept or a thing called parallel universe. Or you could also say it is alternative reality. So to put it into layman terms, or to make people understand, the simple idea of parallel universe is that there are different types of universe in our solar system, or in a universe in the whole. So some kind of an alternative reality or a hypothetical plane of existence which is like similar to our own, or could be, or they could also coexist with us. So this kind of idea is called parallel universe. And we've all seen, I think, at least if you would have seen any kind of an English movie, or if you would have followed some sort of superhero movies, you would have had this idea that there are like different types of universe which are similar to us. In maybe we don't even know their existence, or we don't have an idea how similar they are or how different they are, but we are kind of aware that there are kind of Earths or parallel universes which are very similar to our characteristics, to our behaviors, or maybe wildly different also. So this idea is this kind of like, there isn't any concrete proof so as to prove this idea. There are only a number of theories which kind of support its existence, or kind of at least validates its existence. So Krishna, what is your general idea about parallel universe in general?
So speaking about parallel universe, as you told, there is no concrete proof about its existence in the outer universe. But we can actually kind of believe that it is actually present by all the existing theoretical proofs stated by all the scientists. So if you see parallel universe, it is something like we actually think it as something parallel to Earth. So where we can see that each and every organism, or like humans, animals, and all the living organisms in Earth is somewhat related to the all the living species or organisms in all the parallel universes. So There isn't only one parallel universe, but there are many parallel universes that we are going to speak in this episode further. So like it is termed as multiverse. So if you see the parallel universe, it may be differ in all the languages spoken by all the creatures. So like it is not necessary that the parallel universe must consist of humans, animals. So like there may be unknown species or like unknown organisms living in that planet. So we must actually think about our planet. So like we have the thinking limited to only our planet, and we all correlate each and every theory stated only with our basis. So it is actually hard to actually prove that the parallel universe is actually present, but we can actually believe something is out there is present in other, maybe in other solar systems, so like our solar system, so like maybe in other galaxies. So like we are living in the Milky Way galaxy. So like apart from the Milky Way galaxy, there may be some planets supporting life in it, and there may be a civilization, and there may be some creation of all these organisms, or like there may be also humans. So who knows, but theoretically only it is actually explained. So we can see that they may differ in language, so like appearance, so their communication may be different, and everything according to them is different. So like they may be actually inhaling all the carbon dioxide. So like I'm crazy, but also there are possibilities for something like that to happen. So Shiram, what do you think about the all the humans? So like if at all a human is present in such a parallel universe, do you think he will actually communicate in the way we are doing in our solar system, in our planet?
I think there will be a very wide amount of difference, or at least to, I think at least for the sake of argument, I would like to say that at least those kinds of humans, or probably the term human also would not be a thing over there. Probably they would have a different kind of a terminology for people living there. The science might be different. Physics might not obey for most of the concepts which are around them. I think there may be like n number of different things which might be completely different from them, or it could also be the case that they are completely similar to us, but probably we would even have our own carbon copies in situations like that. Probably we would live our own lives the same way where we are living now. So there is like a different amounts of possibilities, different amounts of ideas which you could kind of make yourself kind of believe to understand this concept. It's kind of like a very tricky kind of a concept, because obviously if you have a look at it on the surface level. If you don't kind of overanalyze the concept, this kind of looks like a complete joke, to be honest, because who would kind of believe that there is someone or there is something, some kind of a mirror world, something which is very similar to us, where people actually kind of do the same job which you are doing. We might even find copies of us. So these kinds of crazy concepts or ideas are very difficult to understand at first, and that is totally understandable. So that's why we want to talk about this topic also. So I think moving into it, so I think the first thing which I'd like to take is kind of like the theories, or kind of like the way kind of some people explain the concept of multiverse, or at least few people have formulated some kind of a theory to support the existence of multiverse. So the easiest one, or probably the most simplest of the explanations, is the concept that the earth is, or the universe is, infinitely large. We don't know the extent of universe, we don't know till where it is actually. There is not a clear line of demarcation, there is not a boundary to which you can define universe with. So this single most concept is a very easy identifier, or a very easy kind of a way to at least kind of have an idea that there may be different types of universes, there may be alternative realities which we may not be familiar with. But obviously I think only time will tell, because obviously if we get better in space exploration ideas, if we can do manned missions to much farther planets, all of these concepts could soon be unraveled there. We could find answers to it soon. So Krishna, do you have one more theory to prove this? I think there's a lot of theories, but do you have one more theory to prove this existence?
So yeah, according to the theories stated by the humans or the scientists, we can say that according to the quantum mechanics theory, each and every according to the probabilities stated, so like each and every decision you make, there will be a certain output. So like that, if you make a certain decision on something, there may be n number of outputs. So each and every output may work in each and every parallel universe. So like in our solar system, in our universe, so like we are following a certain type of output for a particular decision. May it be any kind of decision, there may be n number of outputs for that one decision. So we are following one kind of a decision, so like one kind of a theory. So there may be a different type of additions, or like this different type of outputs in each and every parallel universe. So that is what is about the theory, quantum mechanics theory. And Sriram, I want to ask you, is that do you think in near future is it actually possible for the humans to grow in space exploration very much, and in a way where they kind of go to other outer solar systems, and they kind of explore other solar systems that are like other planets that consist life in it? So what do you think about the space research according to our humans?
Yeah, I think I definitely see the probability in the future. I definitely see a very bright future for us in terms of the space research, because I think it will be very soon we'll be, I think at least in the next 2 to 3 decades, I think we might find some kind of a groundbreaking invention or groundbreaking kind of technology to enhance our grip on the space venture idea, because I think space is a very, very interesting concept for anyone, for that matter, even for a child. It is such a unique kind of a curiosity building kind of a concept, because we don't know anything about it. We probably know 1% of it, probably that is also not very that's purely circumstantial data. There's no hard earned proof behind it. So I think this is why probably we'll be pushing more and more into the space kind of research, or at least the space exploration kind of a area. And maybe in the future, if we kind of understand the concept of wormholes and black holes, I think they can be probably life-changing decisions, or they can probably be the biggest things which humanity has ever discovered, because I think those are the biggest mysteries of space right now, especially the wormholes, because we have basically nothing for wormholes in the sense that we have very little to no evidence on it, and we don't know how it works also. We only have some sort of a theory on it. We don't have any kind of a proof to kind of understand the concept. So I think if we kind of crack the logics of wormhole and black hole, there could be some very big things in store for us, especially for humanity in general, because probably we might find some sort of an entry to some different sort of a galaxy, some different set of parallel set of universes, maybe a new entirely different solar system, something which is not similar to us. There is like n number of possibilities. You could keep talking about it. So I think I have very high hopes for the world in terms of space exploration, and I hope that we start to focus more on the curiosity type building space explorations in particular.
We can also speak about the humans reaching other planets. So The main concern they have to keep is that about the fuel. So like we must have enough fuel to reach the certain planet we have decided to go, and there must be enough fuel to return back to Earth. So there are many struggles or challenges in doing this a mission according to the space research. So for humans it will be a very big, groundbreaking thing in space research, or like it will be a very big development in space research according to the humans. And the main question I want to ask you is that do you think in the future, so like in future, so like in 10 or 20 decades, so like in 2 centuries, if you think the humans actually reached other planets which consists life in it, so what do you think the organisms, or may it be humans or any kind of organisms living in those planets, how would they think about us? So while we go into their planet, how would they treat us, or like how would they see us? So like of course according to them we are aliens, but yeah. What do you think would they react to us?
Definitely, I think to at least for them, I think we'd be probably the most weakest set of creatures, or they would not even understand us. They would probably treat us as animals, I think. Because if you think about it, probably those set of planets, I think at least that particular universe, I think will be definitely much more far equipped in terms of the technological advancement. At least that's what I believe so, because my general guess is that they might have a much more better understanding of how the world works. So they might probably look at us, might probably like... some illiterate set of people, and that is, I think that is just my understanding, I guess, because obviously different people have different notions as to how a parallel universe might be, or how those people might react to us. But I think this is how they might understand us, or even they might even not even understand who we are. So they might be some sort of advanced creatures, they might be someone whom we are not even familiar with. Our biology must be clearly different to what they are, our studies might not prove their existences also, and that is why I believe every parallel universe which is existing is definitely much more technologically advanced than us. That is what is my understanding, I guess. Or it could be also the case that maybe they have much lesser technology than us, or we would be much more highly powered than them, or we would be having much more a higher set of understanding of the world than they do. So I think there are just a lot of possibility to discuss about it. So I think the bottom line is that it will be a surprise for both the ends, I guess. I think that would be the most easiest way to understand it, is that either ends of the party would be definitely surprised to see each other, and I seriously hope I live to see that interaction one day.
So yeah, as you told, let us keep that in basis and talk about one thing. So we're speaking about our Earth, so like we took millions of Earth to come to a place where we are present right now in an advanced technological world, considering the past world so which we were. So like the past generations, so like we are technologically advanced much and much. So like we have got smartphones, and we have got developed n number of things. So there may be enough development in the future, so like in the upcoming decades. So there may be n number of technologies present in our Earth, so like the way we use it, or like the way it will get advanced. So speaking about the parallel universe, I want to ask you is that, do you think all the other parallel universe, so like keep in mind a parallel universe, so like any other parallel universe present, or like any other Earth or which supports life is present, do you think it is actually more advanced than us in technology? So like, do you think even technology is actually present there, or do you think they are like our ancient civilizations where there is no technology? So what do you think?
Yeah, Krishna, I think just the same thing which I told before is that I think it's very difficult to anticipate the progress, but as I told before, I think this would be a fair estimation or a fair understanding that they are, but definitely much more technologically equipped than we are. They'd probably have much more advanced sense of the world's knowledge. They would have much better understanding of people around them. Maybe they would be a very, very advanced kind of civilization. Maybe they'd be equivalent to gods. So I think we should not even be surprised even if they are gods, because obviously we have no understanding as to who they are. They also don't have no understanding as to who we are. So the idea is mutual. So obviously it's a very philosophical topic, in the sense that we don't know anything about it. We don't have any kind of a solid answer to it. We don't have any kind of a proof to it, and that is what makes it such so interesting, and that is why we want to talk about it also, because it's such a fun discussion which we had right now. And I think I would like to have this discussion with others also, see what others think, because obviously on things like these, it is very helpful to have or very enlightening experience to get others' point of view on this also. So yeah, that will be the end of today's episode. I think it was a relatively short one. We just wanted to get this out of the way. We had to talk about this especially, so we did. And I hope you liked this. And please make sure to suggest this podcast to your friends also, because obviously we are still kind of struggling to grow up right now. We don't have the best kind of a growth right now, but we are not complaining. We are still going to keep going as long as we have the fire and passion in us. So please recommend it to anyone, your friends, relatives, family or friends. It would be really helpful for us. So make sure you listen to us on Spotify also. Make sure you listen, follow us on Spotify. And as regarding the YouTube platform, if you have any kind of suggestions, comments or any kind of criticism in general, please drop it in the YouTube comment section down below. So that will be for end for today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.